Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to have you with me. Now, what are we going to talk about this show? We're going to talk about kind of this war mechanism that's setting itself up. There might be a little bit of peace first. We don't know. We're going to see. But we're going to talk about this war mechanism that's been put in place, obviously, since coronavirus. Now, as you've been following, coronavirus was a pretty big event to happen because, as you know, we were being led to our communist utopia through an event that was going to happen to us. Now, the Western world was going to be destroyed in a war through a planned sequence of events. And that specifically was bringing the U.S. complex to war on three fronts, obviously Israel, Europe, and the Pacific. And then there was going to be what's called an EMP attack on America, possibly an EMP attack on Israel, and maybe in one other nation, maybe the United Kingdom. And this was going to basically lead to a catastrophic crumbling of the Western world, leaving the Western world open to its annexation or taking over through an internal war. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is that China and Russia are not just going to bring a bunch of aircraft carriers and say, hey, now we're going to invade you. Well, they already have their people here to do it. Huh. So why would you start a refugee crisis and stuff before a war is going to break out? It was to bring the enemies and embed them first before this war was going to happen and take place. So the key to understanding really what was going to happen was the plan of the globalists and what they were going to do. Now, they were going to get away with absolute murder on the Western world. Number one, because they control, obviously, what everybody sees on the television. You can see it. You know, we're going to go to Ukraine and we're going to have a war, and Trump is not really being positive of this and not starting this war. Okay, cool. So you really have to understand that the mechanism to destroy the Western world was being set up years in advance, and this took a lot of planning, a lot of resources, and this goes back, oh my goodness, this goes back decades, preparing Iran and North Korea to have the fissile material and obviously the technology and the rocket technology to put these weapons into space. Now, this means this may seem like a ton of information and it seems like I'm crazy, but I'm actually not. Go to theawakener.ca. You can see it all outlined. Now, specifically, obviously, now we'll get to the first part. The first part is obviously starting Iran and North Korea's nuclear program. Now, Iran's nuclear program started back when Kazakhstan gave them two nuclear weapons way back in the early 90s after the Soviet collapse. And then obviously you have the Soviet losing of a bunch of miniaturized nuclear warheads. And who knows where they have gone, obviously to Iran and North Korea, with Iran and North Korea picking up the ability to use miniaturized tech. Now, the Western world thinks, well, that Iran they don't really have the missiles yet. And this is false. Iran has had a nuclear program for decades. The problem is that they cannot use their weapons because of consequence of action. Now, what do I mean by that? It means that every single time that there's a nuclear explosion, the nuclear bomb releases a giant amount of fissile material. Now, this fissile material can be analyzed by an investigation of scientists, and they can pinpoint exactly where in the ground this fissile material came from. So Iran and North Korea can't just simply use their EMP weapons, because what's the U.S. going to do to them? Hey, look what you did to us. We're going to destroy you now. So to get away from consequence of action, they needed to procure the U.S. fissile material, specifically the sale. This is going to make sense to everybody. The sale of uranium-1 to Rosatom, Russia, the distribution of this material, obviously through Canada, because it can't be transported out of the United States of America, and obviously the Canadian government's involvement in the treason, and then obviously on to European Union, and on to obviously Ukraine, and then over to Kazakhstan, and then Iran and North Korea. This is all very complicated. But think about it this way. They were going to bring us to war. They were going to have something happen to a satellite above us, destroy the electrical grid. They would have had a giant takeover via force, the revolution. And then they would have told everybody in the end, well, listen, like, this was your own material that blew up. There's no trace whatever to Iran, to Russia, and China. They didn't do this. And we lost this war because of some accident. And everybody would have to accept it. Well, this is the way the world is now, and we're sorry, and we're in control, and that's just the way it's going to be from now on. So really what people have to understand is during the Biden administration, during COVID, the plan changed. What do I mean by that? Well, Trump got in their way, cut off their supplies, and they needed COVID and obviously Joe Biden to reorganize. That is formulating a plan B, which means instead of having the U.S.'s uranium, we're now being forced, because the truth is coming out, and we now need to do this war with our own fissile material, specifically Iran and North Korea being cut off. Now, if Hillary would have won and Justin Trudeau obviously would have won a majority. He would have been able to transport the uranium through Canada for 8 years without end. And realistically, Iran and North Korea would already be ready to go with these miniaturized satellites in space, ready to cut the electrical grid as soon as Zelensky was successful to bring us to war. Now, this is making all too much sense to everybody, I hope. Now, where are we right now? Well, specifically, Zelensky's not able to bring the U.S. to war. Darn it. This really, really sucks, you know, Putin. Like, come on, let's keep the fight going, right? We don't want peace. Come on, let's do it. Come on, we bring everybody to war. And you can see the whole leftist media, they're begging for the revolution. Please just come to war, U.S., please. And Iran and North Korea are ready to go with their own EMP weapons and their own fissile material. So everyone is on a clock right now. And specifically because these weapons that are shot into space are in low Earth orbit. Now, low Earth orbit is a very interesting thing because satellites that are put in that area typically decay from atmosphere. Now, what does that mean? That means that these EMP satellites that are put in space are going to eventually, they're not going to stay there forever. Now, obviously, if you know KMS-3 and KMS-4 by North Korea, those were launched and those decayed from orbit very, very quickly. The KMS-4, I think, was in orbit for about 4 years. The KMS-3, I don't know exactly, but it might have been 2 or 3. So Iran and North Korea are now on a clock. And this really makes the Palestine thing kind of interesting. And obviously, Trump's response to Iran and Israel's response to Iran, another interesting thing, because if there is a subsequent attack on Iran's nuclear program to basically decimate it, how's Iran going to launch an EMP weapon into space after it gets decimated from this attack? If this weapon decays from orbit, there's no method to basically procure all this stuff and put it into space again. This is why, you know, Trump is forcing them with the Palestine thing, and obviously with Iran and Israel, well, we're planning to make an attack on Iran's nuclear program. They're forcing Iran and North Korea to use their weapons in this war. All this is really, really dangerous time. Now, you remember what happened, obviously, with the communists in 1917. Well, they were successful in their revolution to seize the Soviet Union. They brought the Western world to war with one of their guys assassinating Archduke Ferdinand. And then when Russia was overburdened, they seized control. Okay, so follow along. Now, where are we? Well, they're trying to bring the U.S. to war. And obviously, they want to have some kind of mechanism in place. So really, you can kind of see they're really on a clock here, because what happens is if you go back in history to 1905, before they were successful in this revolution, they had tried it a first time and they ended up getting killed by the czars. They went ahead with this revolution in 1905. They weren't successful and they were killed because they weren't planned. Everything was put together in a giant scramble before they were like, huh, we have to do things this way and properly. So they're doing this in the United States. They're preparing to go for Plan B. Plan B is completely sloppy. It's not planned out. It's put together in a haste. It uses their own fissile material. And they are on a course of consequence of action, which means if they do this and they end up failing, what's going to happen to them as a result? Well, we're going to wait and find out. But you can really see everything is kind of slowly building to this pinnacle. Of number one, it's the truth. Number one, the enemy is going to be forced to use Plan B attack. And all the events that are occurring today in the news are all related. Don't kid yourself. When somebody says, oh, I'm going to turn Palestine into the Riviera and we're going to put a statue there and it's going to be wonderful, don't kid yourself that the leaders of Iran are sitting in there. They're getting mad at this. They're getting poked, right? Oh, you didn't do this war under Joe Biden. We're going to make you do this war now. So it's very, very interesting, and we'll keep you up to date no matter what happens in this war. Take care.